Lexi and Paisley and Madison
want to know if they can sing. And of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So you pray for them as they sing.
Oh, that I would never lose that excitement.
Yeah.
They came to me and had their papers in their hands, and I said, you girls want something, don't you? And they said, yeah. I said, I know what it is. I said, you all want to take me out, me and Cheryl out for ice cream, don't you, after church? They said, no. I said, I bet you want help with a song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were so excited, and
amen.
We practiced, and it was just a blessing. And then a little bit, here they all three come back, and I said, what's going on? They said, we just wanted to say thank you.
Amen.
It works.
Yeah.
It really works. Don't ever quit bringing them. It works. When you're up against a wall, and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize that life's not always fair, you can run away and hide and let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, when you have a broken heart, just raise
raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. And when it seems you're all alone, praise His name. And when you feel you can't go on, just raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can pray.
Suffering. What we learned Sunday school this morning, wasn't it? And it's okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. All right. Let's look just for a moment tonight. We promise you it won't be as long as this morning. We promise you it won't. And it may be longer, but it won't be as long as this morning. Okay? It won't be as long as this morning. All right. And no, we want to give you just a few thoughts tonight. And I want you to do some searching this evening. All right, as you know, I've got a burden for us. I've got a burden for the church, not just the community. I've got a burden for us. And can I say this, how will that Brother Alvey say it? Can I say this tenderly? Everybody don't trust. Everybody don't trust. Now, we may say we do, but everybody don't trust. They maybe to a point. And we rely so much on one another. We rely on others to pick us up. We rely on others to fulfill the need. We rely on others to pray our prayers, to witness our testimony. But it's got to be us. We find a lot of people that get weak, and we all get weak at times. There's nobody always up there on the mountain. The reason being, it's desolate on the mountain. On the very top, there ain't much grows, and in fact, it's ugly. I never had, a couple years ago, me sure went up to, what is this, Spruce Knob? And I thought it was going to be, well, I thought it was the ugliest place I'd ever been to. All scrub pine trees, all limbs on one side, you know, but I thought it was ugly. And you see a long way, that was a good thing, you see a long way, but you've seen other stuff that looked good. Around here didn't look good at all. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we get up on the mountain, always, boy, we're up there, we made the trip. But things ain't as always good as we think it is. But when we got down the holler, things looked pretty good. Grass was green, they was limbs on both sides of the trees, and leaves on all the way around them. Right? Sometimes the valley ain't that bad. But we find ourselves down there, but we find ourselves just not trusting. We find ourselves hoping that somebody comes by. Well, we know we got the Lord, but that ain't really what we're hoping on. We're hoping somebody comes by and makes the problem go away. We're hoping somebody, maybe somebody can speak a word to us and it'll all vanish and be. But I want you to know tonight, you need to have it in your own heart. You got to have your own. You got to have your own. You got to have your own faith. You've got to have your own walk with God. You've got to have your own relationship with the Lord. Now, it's good. Thank you, sir. It's good to have friends. And we ought to have friends. It's good to have somebody pray for us. It's good. But what if ain't nobody around? You better have your own. So let's look tonight at just a couple of thoughts if we can. Let's look to 2 Chronicles for just a moment. All right? 2 Chronicles, and I want to show you an example here in the Word of God just for a little bit. And see if we can't maybe search ourselves out and make sure that we have our own relationship with the Lord. All right? You got to have your own. That's what we'll be preaching just for a bit. You got to have your own. Pray with me. Father, I come. Again, you're so wonderful. I am nothing. You're everything. I can do nothing without you. Lord, I ask you this evening to cleanse me thoroughly, please. Help me tonight. I can't. You can. Lord, I pray this evening that you may give me power as you see fit. That you may preach me as you want me to be preached. Lord, that you will help us as we open our ears, open our hearts. Please, oh God, speak to us and change us tonight, I'm asking. Please help us. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Chronicles chapter, let's look here to start with, maybe chapter 23. And we're just going to skip around just a little bit till we get to one verse, and then we'll give you a few thoughts, and then we'll go downstairs. But what I want you to think about this, we read so often about the kings and the leaders of Israel. And you know how often you've read, you know, and such and such started reigning when they was 18 years old. And they reigned for 10 years, and they done that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. And then the next one you see, and that so-and-so, they reigned 23 years, and they done that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Back and forth. You know, you read that, right? You've read that. Everybody's read that. All right? And you say, and you really don't, well, you hurry up and get through it. Right, and that's what we do. But there's some things you need to notice. Every word, every verse. And when Joash became king in 2 Chronicles chapter 22, well, let's look at verse 10. We'll start with 2 Chronicles 22 verse 10. And when, now I'm going to butcher these names. I got on my phone and asked how to pronounce these things, and I forget it. But I did. I tried. So I'm gonna do my best. And Lord, please forgive me. I don't want to do anything to hurt your word tonight. But when Athaliah, the mother of Haziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeth, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Haziah, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedchamber. So Jehoshabeth, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada, the priest, for she was the sister of Haziah, hid him from Athaliah, I know it ain't right, so that she slew him not. And when he was hid, then hid in the house of God 6 years, and Athaliah reigned over the land. Now, we see, just for a moment, give you just a little bit of quick background, that Joash was a blessed young man. He was protected, should have been killed with the rest of the family, but he was protected and hid. And you would think that would have a great influence, don't you think? When he was told that everything was okay and that how he was hid, you would think, say, man, I'm a blessed man and I'm going to serve the Lord. Boy, I'm going to do right. God has protected me and I'm going to serve the Lord. And there's so many of us and so many young people even. And I thought of this tonight as we're going to honor the teens. I want you teens to listen especially. That you're so blessed and God has provided you safety in so many areas, and you would think that there would be no trouble you giving all you got to the Lord. But then you look at us old heads, it's been this a long time, and you would think that there would be nothing that would diminish our faith, that we would walk with the Lord all the time, that we've done same. What are you saying, Trista? I've been through enough to know He's enough. That we would know that regardless of what goes on, He's going to pull us through. But then we find ourselves weak. And sometimes it's because we don't have our own. We demand depend on somebody else. But Joash then, and in chapter 23, the preacher, the priest, if you would. All right, Jehoiada, the priest. He got a plan. And God's using him to get Joash on the throne. So he works it out and everything's hid and he gets all the soldiers together, anoint Joash as king, Athaliah, how you say the name, she hollers treason, she rents her clothes, they kill her, get her out of the way, and Joash becomes king. Sound like a rough bunch. Sound like a tough time, but that's just the way it went. Now, during that time, right after they killed that woman, there was a revival through the priest, and things were set in order, and just good things with the house of God, if you read there in the rest of verse 23. But 24 is where we want to preach from just for a minute. Hang with me now. When I look at chapter 24, let's look at verse 1 and 2. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Not all his days. Just as long as the priest was around. He done right just as long as the preacher was where he was supposed to be. He never had it himself. All that he done was for someone else. All that he served, all of his stand, if you read about him, he wanted to know, how come y'all ain't repairing the temple? How come y'all ain't doing repairs on the church? How come y'all ain't building on, doing all this? I mean, you would think he was living right at the foot of the cross, as they say. But he was just doing it for Jehoiada the priest. Wasn't doing it for the Lord. Because he didn't have his own. He was going on just the influence of another. Now, we can look at this two ways. We can look at that and say, we better be careful that we influence one another correctly, that others may go. But faith in us is not what's going to happen. Faith with us, in us, is not going to get nobody anywhere. Now, there's everybody here tonight who's got influence on someone. And you know there's people tonight that's got faith in you to an extent that they're going to watch you, they're going to seek counsel from you, they're going to trust you. They ain't going to pray. If they do pray, it's, Lord, help me get through this traffic jam and not be late for work, and help the line at the coffee shop be short. And I mean, that's how we pray a lot of times. But we don't seek the face of God. We seek someone else. Because we believe they're going to seek God, so we'll just take their counsel. We don't have it on our own. We don't have our own. But you got to have it in your own heart. There's people not only as Christians, their faith is weak and they want to go on somebody else's, but some people are not even saved. They're depending on others. They want to go on the buddy plan. Now, my mama said, used to say this for a joke. And my mama was a godly woman, but my papa was a godly man. But mama used to, she didn't say too much, but she said, when the Lord comes, she said, I'm just going to grab hold of Bill's shirt tail and go with Bill. You know, you ever say that? Well, think about it. I've heard other people say that. You know, I'm just going to get near you. When the Lord comes, I'll just go with you. Well, they saying that for a joke because they, well, you got it. You're walking with the Lord. But what, maybe they don't have their own. And I believe tonight we fail not getting our own relationship with the Lord. Some people think because mom and dad are saved, they're automatically saved. Some people think because they're in a Christian home, that automatically makes them a Christian. There's people believe that. I've talked with them. But that's not true. You got to have your own. It don't matter what mom or dad or anybody else is. If you're not born again yourself, you need to be saved yourself. And then you need that relationship yourself. You need to know how to pray. You need to know how to trust. You need to know how to depend upon the Lord. That He's your Savior.
Amen.
You got to have it yourself. Now, the reason I look at this, it says there in verse 2, chapter 24, verse 2, it says, and Joash did which was right. Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. But then I look over here. Let's see, about verse 15. But Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days when he died. 130 years old was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and toward his house. So now the preacher dies. Now the priest dies. Alright? Everybody still with me? Now what does Joash do? Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king. They bowed down to Joash. And what they done, they suckered him in. It says, then the king hearkened unto them. And they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served groves and idols. And wrath come upon Judah and Jerusalem for their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. Now we see him go completely contrary, but not until the preacher died. It wasn't easy. It wasn't hard for him. It was easy for the enemy to come in, if you would, and slick them because they didn't have it themselves. Is everybody following me tonight? That's why we have weak churches, and that's why we have weak Christians. And that's why the counsel that I preached about the other Sunday, we see counsel from Egypt, counsel from the devil, if you would. And we find ourselves weak Christians, or maybe we're not even saved at all, and we find the enemy destroyed us because the one that we was really serving died. Can I tell you, the one I'm serving ain't dead. The one I'm serving is alive and well. Does everybody follow me? This makes sense to anybody tonight. All right. So let's look at it again here. We look in verse 20 of chapter 24. Zechariah he's the son of Jehoiada. They just kill him off. It didn't matter. It wasn't Jehoiada. Didn't matter at all. They just killed Zechariah plumb off. Get him out of the way. It says in verse 22, thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, the Lord took upon it and required. Now we go on down. Look at verse 25. Hang with me. We're about done. Listen to me. It says, and when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases. Can I tell you, if you don't have your own, the world's going to leave you in a mess. Great diseases that's going to torture you and cause you to suffer if you don't have your own. You got to have your own faith. You've got to have your faith in the Lord. You've got to repent yourself and place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You've got to be born again. It's not mom and dad. It's not the preacher. You've got to have your own tonight.
Amen.
And I believe what we fight a lot of times in church, and I'm not judging you. I'm not saying it's you. Might be all the people in here. I'm just telling you, there's more than sheep in the church. There's goats in the church just as well. But, preacher, there's one. You know, they butt all the time. All right? You following me tonight? Now let's look on verse 25. Just a simple thought tonight. You got to have your own. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases. We're in 24:25. Chapter 24, verse 25. His own servants conspired against him for the blood of the son of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him on his bed, and he died. They killed Joash. And they says, and they buried him in the city of David, but they buried him not in the sepulchres of the kings. They buried him all right, but not where he was supposed to be buried, because he didn't have his own. He didn't have it by himself. Can I tell you tonight, if you don't have your own, you're not going to be buried with the rest of them. There's going to be a different burial for you. There's going to be a different end for you. Does it make sense to you tonight? You got to have your own. It concerns me when I see families of, can I say, maybe powerful families. I'll just go ahead and say it. I've got family. I've got family that I believe with all my heart that they worship my pawpaw. And I believe her salvation was in my pawpaw. And I believe they're as lost as a goose in a hailstorm tonight. I believe I got family that worship my daddy. And long as daddy was in church, they was in church. If daddy missed, they missed. If daddy went, they went. If daddy said it, they done it. But daddy died, and they quit. You know why? They didn't have their own.
Right, that's right.
They didn't have their own. Now, it's not just in my family. It's in a lot of people's family. I got people that tell me, now, my old pastor, Chick Cart, I buried him Christmas Eve, 1990. That's when I buried him. Do you know, now that's been, what's that been? That's been 33 years. Is that right? Does that sound right? 33 years. All right. I buried him 33 years ago, and there's people today that won't go to church because Chick Card, my pastor. He died, they quit. They ain't been in church since. He died, they quit. Now there's a problem there. You got to have your own. Can I tell you, y'all very rarely know when I'm sick. Is that true? You know why? Because I ain't dependent on you. It's not because I'm a secretive. It's not because I think I can do it. I'm just wanting you to know, I'm not depending on you. I'm depending on him. Hey, I got him myself.
Right. Right.
Now, when things are get pretty tough, I have you pray, but it's usually not for me.
Right.
You know, it might be something I'm going to do. or something needs to be accomplished. And I'm not trying to be self-righteous. I just want you to understand, I know I got Him.
Amen. Right.
I know what He can do for me. I've done been there.
Yeah.
Now, my papa was a great influence on me. A great influence. When I was struggling with the call to preach, and people say, well, I didn't struggle when God, well, I struggled when God called me to preach. I struggled. Daddy was a preacher. Papa was a preacher. Kenny was a preacher. Joe Jr. was a preacher. George was a preacher. Kenny was a preacher. Holly, Big Holly was a preacher. The preachers all over the family. I ain't going to be no preacher. Everybody will think I'm a preacher because they're a preacher. I ain't going to be it. Right? And then I was in a pastor's home. Ain't no way I'm going to ever be a preacher and be a pastor and put up with all that stuff. Ain't no way. So I fought it. And I fought it and I fought it and I fought it and I fought it for a couple of years. Actually, I fought it for about 6 years before I ever got married. And then I really fought it after I got married. Not her, I fought it. Okay. And I went over to talk to Papa. I'll never forget. My Papa was sitting there, and I may have told you this before. He's sitting there in a rocking chair in his bedroom, looking out the window at the birds feeding in the bird feeder. And he's there, had his Bible in his lap, and he was just gazing out the window, had his glasses in his teeth like that. I'll never forget it. I sat down on the bed. I didn't say, hey, Papa. I didn't say, no. I just sat down on the bed. He never looked at me. He sat there for, seemed like a long time, probably went more than a minute. And he just said, you're on the right track. Just keep going. Well, I got him walked away. I didn't want to hear none of that. He knew why I was there. He was praying for me, okay? Great influence on my life, you understand. But he died before I ever surrendered to preach. Before I ever committed to preach, he died. All right? But his influence still was. Well, so I went and talked to Daddy. I said, Daddy, I think God's going to preach. Don't you dare. Whatever you do, don't preach. I said, okay, I won't. I went and talked to my Uncle Kenny. I said, Kenny, I think God's going to preach. No, don't. You don't want to preach. Do whatever. Do anything you can do, but don't preach. So I went and talked to my pastor, Chick Carr. I said, Chick, I think God wants me to preach. No, He don't. No, He don't want you to preach. I said, okay. The only one who's any help at all was dead. Okay. You know what I had to do? I had to get off to myself and get it for myself. Because Daddy couldn't tell me, and Papa couldn't tell me, and Kenny couldn't tell me, and my pastor couldn't tell me, because I had to have my own. Are you following me? Now, have our life still influenced me? Yes. But I had to have my faith. Now, we was to Tristan and Jerry come by the house, and we was looking at some pictures, and we looked at my great-grandma, and I was just telling them the story about my grandma praying food in. There weren't no food. My papa went down in town to run around and come back home. There was food. Nobody else up a holler had food. Wasn't nothing yet in the cabinets, but there was food on the table. And grandma was sitting there wiping tears with her apron, and said, come on, sit down, Willie. Said, it's time to eat. Well, I know where the food come from. She prayed it down. You believe that or not, but she prayed it down.
Right.
But I don't have grandma's faith. I got my own.
Right.
And since I got my own, me and Cheryl's prayed because there wasn't nothing in the refrigerator, and there wasn't nothing in the cabinet, and there wasn't nothing in the bank account.
Yeah.
But yet, there was food come.
Come on.
Can I tell you? Because I had to have my own.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Now, I could have called some people. And they would have said, oh, well, sure, we'll bring you groceries. I wasn't going to do that. I called on the one that I had in here. Because I got him myself. Y'all understand what I'm telling you tonight? We got to have him ourselves. We got to have our own. And I'm afraid there's so many that don't have him like that. Or at least they're not dependent on him like that. Okay? You got to have him yourself. Your dad and mom saved godly. Papa and mama saved godly. But that didn't save me. And that didn't make me a Christian. Mom and dad didn't make me a Christian.
Right.
Now, Papa was preaching when mommy and daddy got saved. And that's wonderful. Daddy was preaching when I got saved. And that's wonderful. But that didn't make me saved.
Right.
Okay? That's wonderful. I had to have it myself.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's turn over and we'll quit. Cheryl, you get ready. You get us a song or a Clark, something we can just trust the Lord on. Trust and obey or something like that. I don't know. Here's something like that. How about 2 Samuel 22? You follow me tonight? Does this make sense to you tonight? What we want to do tonight is to make sure we have it that we can sing a song like David. See, when you know the Lord, He gives you life. Are you hearing me? He gives you life. When you truly know the Lord, He gives you faith. When you truly know the Lord, He gives you a relationship. When you truly know the Lord, He gives you that. When you truly know the Lord, can I tell you, He gives you a song. He put... I was at the hospital, and Miss Cheryl laughed there. There was a gal taking my IV out and everything, and she was humming. Just young girl, wouldn't he thought she knew the song, but she was humming. I've got a mansion just over there, and she was just humming, and taking my IV out and washing all the blood off, get me all cleaned up here, and I didn't say a word about it. It was just she had a song. She had a song. It wasn't the devil went down to Georgia. She had a song. All right? She said, I got a mansion. It was in her heart. Okay? You got a song tonight? Huh? Or do you have to sing harmony? Did you understand what I said? Do you have a song tonight or do you have to sing harmony with someone else? I got a song. He brought me up out of a horrible pit and set my feet upon a solid rock and established my goings and put a song in my mouth. Hey, it's a new song. I got my own. I got my own tonight. And you got to have your own. You don't ask somebody else, hey, did I get saved? No, you know if you've got saved. When I knelt down 50 years ago, I didn't look to Daddy and say, Daddy, what happened? Daddy said, Mark, what happened? I got saved, Daddy. I remember. Didn't have to ask nobody else what happened to me. I remember the change. I remember when He moved in my life. Huh? I've enjoyed it all these years. I've been rebellious at times, disobedient at times. But can I tell you, oh, He's sweet. He's sweeter than anything I can ever imagine tonight. Anything I can hope to have, He's sweeter than it. And look what David said. You ever just want to sing his song? In 2 Samuel chapter 22, it says, and David spake unto the Lord. He didn't speak it to nobody else. It says, and he spake unto the Lord the words of this song. In the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. Look what he said. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the ways of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me in my distress. I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And He did hear my voice out of His temple. And my cry did enter into His ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. And the foundation of heaven. Can I tell you, when you get it there, when it becomes yours, and He's my high tower and my shield, then the earth will shake a little bit. And the foundation will shake a little bit. And hey, He's mine. I got my own tonight. I've got Jesus. That's enough for me this evening. I've got Him in the backside of my soul. I've got Him down deep, for I'm saved and sure, and He's mine tonight. And you need to have your own. You need to have Jesus yourself, for He's a personal Savior. He's a personal Savior. Huh? Going through, just read that whole psalm. I ain't going to do it, but boy, it's good. The more you read, the better it gets. Huh? Yeah. But there's a lot of this personal pronouns in it. For I and my and mine and me. Huh? Mark it in your Bible. That's a good song to sing. I wish we could put words to all of it. I'm going to ask you tonight, do you have your own? Do you have your own? Do you really know the Lord tonight? Do you walk with Him? Listen, it's not religion. Can I tell you, if things go normally, tomorrow will be a rough day. I'm not going to call you. I'm not. But in the morning, about 6 o'clock, a little after, I'm going to slip out on the front porch with a cup of coffee and my Bible. Huh? And I'm going to read about my rock.
Amen.
And my shield. And my high tower. The one who comes to me in my distress and the foundation shake. And then I'll get through my day tomorrow. And then come Tuesday, I'll do her again. And come Wednesday, I'll do her again. And come Thursday, I'll have to do her again. You know why? Because I got my own. And I can't get to you. You can't help me. Huh? Sometimes we're out of signal. Huh? So all I got's Him. Do you have your own tonight? Young people, do you have your own? Or are you going on mom and dad? You have your own? You need your own tonight. You need your own relationship. Huh? You hearing me tonight? Do you? Think about that tonight. Just a simple thought. You got to have your own. Father, speaking to us tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand tonight. If you don't have your own, come. Let me introduce you to Jesus tonight.
330.
If you don't have your own, won't you come and trust the Lord tonight? Huh? Depend on Him tonight. Got to have your own.
Oh, it's right here, honey. There you go.
My light, my strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came. to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I lay. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine.
Trials should come. comes from Emmanuel's veins. The sinner was plunged beneath the flood and got saved. Since then I walk in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken.